Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, September 12, 2023. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow. Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day, another great day in your creation. We ask your blessing on this court that we may, what we do and what we say and what we decide may be pleasing in your sight. We ask a special blessing for our fellow commissioner, Commissioner Pierce, who's not with us today. Please be with him and strengthen him. Let him return to us as soon as possible. Father, we thank you for the many blessings you give us in Jefferson County, and we just ask your continued blessings on us. And we need some rain if you see fit. In your name we pray all this. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's say the prayer in unison on this great, of this great nation. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi. We'll have a time of public comment. If anybody's in court wishes to make public comment about any of the items that are on the agenda today, please come to the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line in order to make public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute receive and file a renewal for a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County for a fourth and final 1 year renewal with L Hoist North America from September 12, 2023 to September 11, 2024, with price increases due to operational costs as shown on the attachment A. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file a renewal for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County for a 1 year renewal with Republic Services of Beaumont from October 3rd, 2023 to October 2nd, 2024. Item C is to consider and approve execute receive and file amendment number 1 to the contract for sale of vacant land located on Viterbo Road in Jefferson County, which will extend the closing date an additional 90 days to close by December 23rd, 2023 with Bria Investments LLC. Item D is consider and approve execute receive and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering Inc. for environmental consulting services for the continued implementation of Jefferson County Stormwater Management Program for the period of October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024 for an estimated cost of $18,000, which will not be exceeded without prior approval of the Commissioner's Court. Item E is to consider and approve execute receive and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering for the continued implementation of Jefferson County Pesticide General Permit for the period October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024 for an estimated cost of $9,800, which will not be exceeded without prior approval. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to items under county auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for tires and equipment with an amendment to that number on tires and tubes, which is on the agenda is $495, which should be $915. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for electricity in the amount of $70,000. Item C is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Fund with Nutrition and Services for Seniors. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 509-825 through 509-977. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And moving on to county commissioners, we have three items on the regular agenda and one via addendum. Item A is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an antiquity permit application form for archaeology for the Katy Connector Pipeline at Alligator Marsh 636. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution to nominate a new director to replace Allison Getz pursuant to Property Tax Code Section 6.03I for the Jefferson County Central Appraisal District. Item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election of the Board of Directors for the Jefferson County Central Appraisal District for the 2024 term pursuant to Property Tax Code Section 603I. And via addendum, item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute amendment number 3 to the Texas General Land Office contract number 20-065-121-C408. And in order to have a motion, we're going to have a nominee on item B. We found out last week after we had selected it that it needs to be an elected official to be nominated to the Board of Directors of the appraisal group. I don't know if any of the commissioners are interested in doing that. If not, I would suggest the county treasurer, who has a finance degree, if he is willing to serve. I have not spoken to him about that.
I'll second it.
Okay. Okay, then we will put Mr. Funches's name down with a second by Commissioner Alfred. With the same for our votes to be cast in his favor on agenda item C. Did I get a motion in a second?
So made the motion.
You made the motion.
Yeah, okay, we got the second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so, Fred, if you will fill in those. Well, the commissioners are going to have to sign these resolutions. All right, so under Engineering Department, item A is considering possibly approve a replat of not lots 19 through 22 Dunn subdivision in the OPRJC into lots 19A, 19B, 20A, 21A, and 22A, part of the Ramsey H. Parker Survey, section number 158, abstract number 651, Jefferson County, Texas, located off England Road and Todd Road in precinct number 3. It's not within any ETJ and has met all of the county's platting requirements. Item B is considering possible approve a replat of lot 34, block 2, Garden Villas Edition, volume 7, page 20, map records, into lots 34A and 34B, part of the A Savory League, Jefferson County, Texas, located on Shady Lane in precinct number 1. It is within the city of Beaumont's ETJ and has met all of Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont's platting requirements. Item C is considering possibly approving receiving file the removal of a portion of Spindletop Road and associated right-of-way from the county road system to include the south half of the right-of-way beginning from the intersection of South Martin Luther King Drive Junior Parkway, bearing west to the eastern boundary of the Lower Neches Valley Authority Canal. The right-of-way has been annexed by the city of Beaumont into their municipal boundary limits. The length of the southern half of Spindletop Road annexed in the city of Beaumont is approximately 2,579 lineal feet, and it's located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
I motion.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Discussion?
I got a question. Gabe, have you given an exact, because this is approximate, and is that exactly, is that the exact length?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Okay, then. Thank
okay.
you.
You know that there was a provision of state law that was passed in 1999 that says that if a city annexes property adjacent to a county right-of-way, that they get the entire right-of-way for purposes of maintaining streetlights and maintenance. So
we just need to kind of keep our heads up.
Yeah, we need to look at that to see if there's anything that needs to be amended with respect to that in
can
light
we,
of that law.
Can we hold this?
I'll be happy to hold
yeah,
it until
let's hold
next
this.
Week.
Yeah, let's hold
is,
it.
Is there any urgency about this particularly?
No, no.
Annexing the road, they're annexing the whole road and taking it off of our, you know, they're annexing the whole right of way for that length.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, they are then.
The whole right
of way. Okay. Okay. I thought they were going to annex a part of the property and require us to put up street lights.
No. They've been that.
Okay. Well, then I'm good. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it was about.
Gotcha. All righty. Sorry. Anything else on these agenda items? Mm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official has to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I can bring one to the public. Of course, this year we're having our annual health fair. Take yourself and a loved one to the doctor days. I had the opportunity to be on the Dana Simmons show and enjoyed it this past weekend. It's free to the public. It's like I always state, and as we were in the workshop earlier, Jefferson County is a wealthy county from the standpoint of in businesses and things of that nature, tax abatements that we've given. But your wealth is definitely tied to your health. So we just want to make sure that we do a little bit to help any individual in our community be healthier. So we are having that this year like we normally do. And one other thing, I think it was brought to our attention earlier. It says one pill kills. And that's going to be a Wednesday, September the 20th at 6 p.m. Westbrook High School in the library. And it's being sponsored by Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, District Attorney Keith Giblin, the sheriff of our county, Sheriff Zena Stevens, Chief of Police of Beaumont, Chief Jimmy Singletary, and I guess this is the Houston Task Force. This is a very prevalent problem, not just in other counties, but in our county too. So we need to do whatever we can to support everything when it comes down to these opioids, fentanyl, and things of that nature, because it is a problem. And that's all I have. You and Judge, I know you want to add something on that because we had a suit dealing with that.
Yeah. I'll just say my youngest daughter went to a funeral week before last. A friend of hers who went to a party and drank some alcohol and took a pill from a friend, didn't know what it was, killed her dead. It was fentanyl. And, you know, to have a 20-year-old's life cut short by this, and it's not an isolated occurrence. It is happening with increased frequency as China ships all this fentanyl into Mexico and it makes its way across the southern border. It's overwhelming our drug resistance task force and all the work they have to do, particularly because our county is located on the I-10 corridor. There's even concerns today that fentanyl is making its way into normal prescriptions like blood pressure medications and things of that nature. So it's a significant problem that everyone needs to be aware of. And I know that when I was 20 years old, I thought I was going to live forever and was bulletproof, and that's not necessarily so. I think they said yesterday that in 2.5 weeks, every 2.5 weeks, because of fentanyl, we're losing as many people as we lost on 9/11.
That's right,
man.
Every 2.5 weeks. So it is a significant problem. And so I appreciate y'all bringing that to the attention of the public. Mr. Grimm, any active fires in Jefferson County right now? I think they've got the one that was down by off Hildebrandt Road under control, and the Texas Forest Service came in with dozers, and actually had to come in with three dozers because two of them got stuck, and there are some issues in Jasper and Orange County right now. Hopefully the Neches River will protect us from those, but we want to continue to suggest that people refrain from outdoor burning activities until such time as we get substantially more rain, and that would be greatly appreciated by the members of this court, and especially appreciated by all of our fire departments and emergency services districts that are really overtaxed right now. I went to the Nederland Chamber of Commerce coffee this morning, and the fire chief told me that Nederland's just going crazy, making calls every hour and a half, and it is a significant problem. They're all stretched thin and worn out. Okay, anything from any other official? If not, we so appreciate each of you being here today, and we are adjourned. All right.